Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. We are semi-live here in Austin, Texas at the Filene Big Bright Minds Conference. And we have Mr. Jeff Olson from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you very much. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, we're talking a little CU Social Good here, one of the great websites in our industry, just displaying and showing all the great things that credit unions are doing nationwide and probably some global stuff as well, I'm sure. So what's the latest? What's going on with that website? This is awesome stuff.
Well, Mike, thank you. First of all, we appreciate your support of
CU
Social Good Initiative and giving us the opportunity to tell our story and create more awareness for the initiative. But we're continuing to grow. Some exciting news with the CU Social Good platform is that we went into partnership with the American Association of Credit Union Leagues, ACUL, this last summer.
Okay.
And so they're endorsing it. My peers among the leagues out there are jumping on board, and so they're taking the initiative out to their members. So we're in all 50 states. We're in a few Canadian provinces, and hoping to get that thing global here pretty soon as well. So they're also supporting us not only with creating awareness of it, but they're helping us out with some monetary support as well, so we appreciate their.
So what are your goals with this kind of expanding relationships? And it sounds like obviously you're getting out there. I mean, it's more pervasive, just more exposure, that type of stuff.
Well, exposure is what we really, really need. Here at the Filene Big Bright Minds Conference, we've been talking about social values and social impact that credit unions do every day. And it, not only giving back to the community, but really just helping their members succeed financially, and that makes a social difference.
Yeah.
But on top of that, credit unions are doing things. We even heard about a couple of studies where credit unions are looking at ways to give back to the community and getting their members involved in that. And we don't do a good job of telling that story, broadcasting that out, saying, hey, here's what we're doing. Not only are we making a difference in the social lives of our members, but we're making a social impact in the communities where we live and serve and work. And so we started CU Social Good several years ago to really be that platform to share our social value stories out there and what we're doing in the communities. And then we made it, we went cross-platform with all the social media access as well, and then we put an advocacy component on the backside of it, meaning that okay, here's a tool you can actually aggregate your information, create a report for your credit union in your congressional district or your legislative district, and then share that with the community.
Oh, great idea!
So here's what we're doing in our community. We're making this kind of an impact. And that doesn't even include the type of loans we're doing, whether they're the micro loans that we learned about here or the short-term loans that are helping people get by every day.
Yeah. So. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I remember when this first started out, it's like everyone's like, why didn't I think of that? It's such a great idea. I mean, how many years has it been now, and how much have you guys grown over the years?
We're on our fourth year. So 2013 is when we launched this, and we did it out of necessity because we were trying to get our credit unions to tell their story as we were meeting with local lawmakers and influencers on a tax issue that we had in South Dakota. And so the banks were doing a better job telling their story and they really telling our story, the credit union story. And so we flipped that on them a little bit and it just continued to grow and spread. It's all been organic, all word of mouth. And so we're excited about the opportunities of really launching this thing. A few years ago, Bill Cheney launched, when he was the president and CEO of the Credit Union National Association, Unite for Good, which kind of did the same thing. And what we've done in the last couple of years, Jim Nusselis says, hey, we're gonna support you and merge these two programs. So the Unite for Good platform now is incorporated in CU Social Good. So we're it. This is the one source where credit unions, credit union leagues can go in and post all those great impact things that are happening out there.
Yeah, because I mean, we constantly come to conferences like this, and everyone preaches, we got to tell our story. Here's the platform. Here's the venue for it. Tell your story. Share it, and then we can take it from there and share it on social media. Share it with your representatives. It's just a great one-stop place to see all the great things that credit unions are doing in their communities.
Exactly right. And you know, a few years ago, maybe about 10 years now, that Frank Luntz wrote a book called What Americans Want, Really. And, he, you know, you may see him on TV. He's a guy that does a lot of focus groups and things. And so he, one of the things that came up in his study was that, that people really like organizations that are good stewards, that, that you know, get behind things that are that, that can make a difference in communities and in people's lives. And so as we've been talking about here at Big Bright Binds is continuing that social impact and carrying on those social values. And so here, See Your Social Good just fits right into that. Here's a great platform for us to go out and say, here's what we're doing in our community. Credit unions are doing this every day. We're not mandated to do this, but we do it anyway because it's in our values.
So for the few credit unions out there that aren't contributing to the site, where do they go? What do they do to contribute? What can they do to contribute their stories?
It's very, very easy. See You Social Good is seeyousocialgood.com. Credit unions, go out there, create your profile. It's pretty easy to do, only takes a few minutes, and then you just start posting your stories. And as you post your story, we like pictures, you can cross-platform that with Facebook and with Twitter.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and if you need help, call our staff. We have actually a...
Call Jeff!
we have a full-time person that takes care of the website, and for the most part, it's Sean Brummer, and sometimes Sean will actually post your story for you if you're having difficulty.
Does a great job.
So.
All right, I'm going to wrap up with goals for 2018. What do you guys want to accomplish? How do you see it? How do you see things working out in 2008? Because it sounds like you got a lot more plans, a lot more irons in the fire with this.
We just got to get the word out and create more awareness for it. We're well above 6,000 stories, totally. And we have a small goal every year to get 1,000 stories out. And if we take this thing and the league support it and it does what it's supposed to do, there's no reason why we don't get 6,000 stories done this year.
Exactly.
So why not?
There's 5,000 credit unions, give or take or whatever. So why not one story per credit union per month? You know, that type of thing.
So do you see your social good? That's our question.
Yeah, there you go. I know I do. All right. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done. Good job. Keep up the good work, all right?
Big support.